This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's edition of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visitanderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, the Brown Bass Slugfest is underway at the St. Lawrence River, and as usual, the Bassmaster live coverage has been spectacular. We will have complete results next week, as well as an interview with the winner. And in the meantime, well, we've got one of the winners of the Carhartt Bassmaster High School National Championship from Kentucky Lake, as the team of Grayson Morris and Tucker Smith from Briarwood Christian in Birmingham went back-to-back defending their title from last season. And folks, that just doesn't happen in a 300-boat derby. Grayson will join us later in the show, as will Bassmaster Senior Editor of Publications, Thomas Allen, who is also the unofficial Grand Poobah of Fantasy Fishing. Now, that's going to be fun. But in the leadoff role, open fisherman or fisher person, Trait Zeldane will join us to discuss her unique role as Opens Pro and Elite's wife. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. It's a Brown Bass Beatdown edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster Magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for a chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. One winner will receive round-trip domestic airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money. Our winner will also take home a Phoenix 618 Pro XP with a Mercury 150, plus a Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging, a Rigid Industries deck lighting system and backup kit, gear from Abu Garcia, Bob's Machine, and more, and a Field & Stream $500 gift card. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for more information.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a 6-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, that is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now. Bassmaster is coming back to Cayuga Lake. Come watch the elite pros weigh in their catch and check out the weekend outdoors expo where you can meet the anglers, find great gear, and win prizes. There'll be live music as part of the Mercury Concert Series, plus a family-friendly festival with food and beverage vendors, arts and crafts, kids activities, including characters from Toy Story and Paw Patrol, and fireworks on Friday and Saturday. Be at the Site 1 Bassmaster Elite at Cayuga Lake, August 22nd through the 25th at Frontenac Park in Union Springs. All events are free. Details at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And, of course, the boys are out on the St. Lawrence River. As you're listening to this right now, it is another brown bass slugfest out there at the St. Lawrence. And they're going back to back. And they're going to my old stomping grounds, Cayuga Lake, next. But joining us now, a woman trying to do something that no one has ever done. Make the Elite Series as a woman. And it hasn't happened before. Trade Zaldane fishes the Open Series, both the Easterns and the Centrals, and she's had some success on that. And yes, the name is familiar. She is the wife of Chris Zaldane, and she joins us now from Waddington, New York. Trey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tom? It's beautiful here. I don't know how it is, you know, where you guys are.
Yeah, hot, steamy, typical Mid-South, you know, type stuff. But it is gorgeous country up there. I didn't realize just how beautiful it was when you grow up there. You know, and I grew up in upstate New York and fishing Black Lake and St. Lawrence River and the Finger Lakes and all that stuff. When you grow up there, you don't really realize how gorgeous it is. And I wanted to get to the Mid-South. I wanted to get to the Tennessee River area where I live. And it's fantastic here as well. But, you know, now when you go back, I realize just how special that those places are up there.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, where can you go in the world in summer and you wake up and it's in the mid-50s and then, you know, in the afternoon it just barely scratches 80. It's great fishing. I don't know that there's a better place to be this time of year in the United States.
Yeah, and I saw the farm that you stayed at in Wisconsin, and that looked like a postcard. You know, it looked like something like if it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it.
I was blown away. We found it on Airbnb, and it was completely remodeled farm, and they had about 20, you know, feral cats out, yeah, you know, that live there. And it was one of the most beautiful places I've ever stayed at or been at in my life. And that's what's cool about traveling all over. You get to see some really cool places that people only see in movies that actually exist, you know, in real life.
So let's talk about your story here for a minute, because as I said, you're fishing the Opens with an eye on trying to make it to the Elite Series. No woman has ever fished on the Elite Series. And this is a quest that you began before you met Chris Zaldane, correct?
Yeah, that's how we met. He was the first year I started fishing the Opens, like getting my feet wet. He was actually trying to get into one of the Opens. He had just made the Elite Series and we were at Table Rock for the second Open of the year. And he had actually, though, been reaching out to me because he saw me weigh in at Louisville. That was my first Open. Mm-hmm. And I had no clue who he was. I followed the Elite Series, but just the big names. And I was super focused on my own world. And I think he expected me to just know, you know, who he was. And I didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a big name now. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he is a big name now. I know he's your husband, but he is a big name.
Dude. I try not to let him think that.
Yeah,
he's got a big head. It doesn't need to get any bigger.
Yeah. How brutal was it watching the video of that last 15 minutes after live went off at Gunnersville Lake? I mean, when you saw that and saw what he was going through, how crazy was that?
It was absolute heartbreak. I knew something was going on when the tournament ended, when the live feed ended. I got a text, you know, that said, heads up, something's going on. Mm-hmm. And we could see, I had Chris's camera guy that follows him around and the boat driver that was driving the camera guy around in the truck with me. And I could see on live 360 that his boat wasn't moving. And I could tell how far away he was from the ramp. And so I started doing the math, like, oh my gosh, why hasn't he left that spot yet? And so my wheel started turning. Something's going on because there's no way he pushes it this close. And then all of a sudden, about 5 minutes before he's due in, you see that little spot on Life 360 turned to like 75 miles an hour and he's hauling over flat grass flats and stuff. I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on? It was it was crazy to be in the moment, and then your heart broke even more when you saw what he went through and how hard he tried. And I'm just proud of him. He's a good dude.
Yeah, no, he is a good
It'll
guy.
Come,
yeah,
you know?
He's been on the show frequently, and he really does a great job as well. Now, you guys live in an area where you've got great fisheries, obviously, all over, all around Texas, mm-hmm. and all around the house for you. But you're both traveling. I think it's so cool. I see you at elite events splashing him, and then I see at open events, I see him running the truck. He's running at that Pink Rods truck, you know, and splashing you and so on and take care of you. I mean, how important is it for you guys to be on the road row together the way you are, because it seems like you're inseparable.
Yeah, I think that it's key. I've always told people, you know, like, I never thought I'd marry a fisherman, and my dad was a fisherman, and I just never thought it'd happen, but I don't think I could have married anyone else and me be able to do what I'm doing, because he gets it, and I get what he goes through, so we don't get upset when we're spending days on the, you know, 12, 14-hour days on the water away from each other, because we know what's going on. He doesn't get upset when I'm going fishing with a guy, because he knows what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
He knows the kind of support I give him, cooking and doing every little thing he needs while he's in a tournament. And so he does the same for me. It's just, we get it. And I think that that's what helps our situation work, you know, better than some, because we don't have that drama behind the scenes, you know, me saying, you need to come home,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
I'm right there with him, you know, I get it. And the lows, I understand those lows, and he understands my lows. So it brings a different, understanding between the two of us.
How often?
We fight more about, like, tackle and stuff like that than other stuff.
How often did the two of you get in a boat together to just fun fish? I mean, you know, you can say, okay, let's just go out and go fishing, hang out.
Yeah, we actually do that a lot. When we're home, we try and stay off social media, and we're my sister lives at the lake, and my parents have a place, a dock on a lake, and we try and spend as much time fun fishing with our family. But what people don't realize, because we don't post much about it, I mean, we go, you know, jugging for catfish. We do a lot of crappie fishing at home. We try and fun fish as much as possible. That's what we do. People say, what's your hobby? And our hobby is fishing.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what we do, you know. We're always looking, where's the wind blowing least, or where's the crappie bite, you know, or whatever.
Well, here's
that's
the big question then, all right? Who's on the trolling motor when the two of you are? And that's what I want to know, is who gets the trolling motor? Who's running the boat, you know what I mean, when you guys are out together? Can you get them off the trolling motor?
We throw some boats. It depends, you know. If you were to put, like, a camera in our boat, you probably see, like, each other, like, just kind of squeezing in there and knocking the other person off,
yeah.
You know.
Speaking of which,
sometimes,
you know, that would make a great show. I'm not saying, I'm sure you guys have had people approach you about that. I mean, this is such a unique marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, and this would be a different kind of fishing show than any other fishing show that we've ever seen, you know, with the Zaldanes being out there together.
It gets interesting in the boat together. And sometimes, you know, we'll be in the boat together the first day of wherever we're at, and then we're like, not again. And so you see us dropping our boats separately and going our own way on the water.
Pretty competitive. You know? I mean, you guys get competitive with each other that way? Is it kind of neat to do that?
Yeah, extremely competitive. You know, we do not let each other get away with anything. You know, we're always, even if we're not saying it to each other, we both know at the end of the day, someone's going to be bragging about something.
Yeah.
And so you better catch them better than the other person.
Trade Zaldane with us here, learn a little bit about her. All right, just about a minute to go. I know you guys got the dog, but here's the thing. Is there... You know, any thoughts about little Zaldanes running around? Because only one of you can actually have the baby. You know what I mean? And, you know, so you guys think about that?
That's very much been a conversation the last year and a half. Chris has baby fever right now. I'm not going to say we're not trying. If a kid pops up, you know, it's just going to happen, you know. And we're just kind of just seeing what happens. We're not against it, but we're not going out of our way, you know. One might pop up, but like you said, right, how good will I'm going to have a baby in my belly and 75 miles an hour in a bass boat and, you know, 10 mile an hour, 15 mile an hour wind, that might not work out too well. We're on that if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, you know, we love our life as is, and our dog is pretty much a kid.
You got to time it up right so that the end of the pregnancy is at a dead period, you know what I mean, where you can so it's not too bad. Well, good luck at Oneida Lake coming up with the final Eastern Open in a few weeks. And of course, I think Chris is going to do great in the Tennessee the Northern Swing as well. I mean, he just is such a he's had such a great season. It's really, really cool. So it's great to talk to you, and good luck at Oneida.
I appreciate it, Tom, and I'll see you at the next one.
That's right. You will. Trey Zaldane with us has been our guest. Thank you, Trey.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Coming up next, Grayson Morris from Briarwood Christian Academy in Birmingham. They're back-to-back high school national champions. Grayson's next on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bassmaster is returning to Waddington as part of the Family Summer Festival. Come watch the elite pros weigh their catches from the St. Lawrence River, meet your favorite anglers, and explore the free Outdoors Expo. There'll be live music, including the Mercury Concert Series, fireworks, kids' activities, great food, cold drinks, and more. It'll be fun for the whole family, and it's free. Be there August 15th through the 18th at Whitaker Park for the Berkeley Bassmaster Elite presented by Black Velvet. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And as I said in the open, pretty interesting stuff, pretty tough stuff. Briarwood Christian School out of Birmingham, Alabama, goes back-to-back for the high school national championship. And I'm not talking about anybody from Briarwood. I'm talking about Grayson Morris and Tucker Smith. Wire-to-wire win at Kentucky Lake. And this is really impressive. We're talking about a 300-boat field, and these dudes go back-to-back. So great stuff. And we are joined now by Grayson Morris. Grayson, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm doing pretty good. Just heard you wanted to give me a phone call, so I'm just talking to you right now, and I'm doing pretty good after the win. It feels good, and I'm just glad to be back home.
Yeah, well, talk about, first of all, going back-to-back, because you guys won last year, and that's pretty heady stuff, and then you see a 300-boat field, and obviously anything can happen when you get out there. I mean, we don't see guys go back-to-back on the Elite Series very often with a 75-man field. You know, did you go into this thing thinking, yeah, we'll defend?
I don't think we did. We just were going to go out there, and it was my last high school tournament because I just graduated, got to Montana next year. And I just wanted to go out there and make the best of my last tournament, make the most of it, and have fun. That was the main thing, is just go have fun. We knew that we had a chance of doing well in it because we did well last year, so we had a few of those same spots that we wanted to go hit again, a few of the same baits. The water levels were a little bit different, but we knew that we could probably catch them on some of the same stuff we did last year. So that gave us some confidence going in to at least practice. And so we didn't have any expectations of winning again, but we hoped to have a good finish for my last high school tournament, and ended out, and I guess we won it again. So that's how that played out.
Yeah, well, and you must have known, I mean, when you whack 20 pounds, pretty near 20 pounds on the opening day of the tournament on Thursday, that was the heaviest bag of the entire tournament. You had to be feeling pretty good at that particular point in time that, you know, we did something special, right?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. It was definitely I think, my second biggest bag I've ever weighed in. So that was definitely a good feeling. It gave us much confidence going into day two because we had that lead, and we were like, we just need to go out and catch five fish day two, and hopefully we'll make it to day three, which day three is the top 12 out of 300. So that's already a big accomplishment if you make it to that day. So that first day when we had 19, 11, I think, almost 20 pounds, we were on cloud nine, and we were just ready to go out there day two, have a good time. We didn't really expect it, but we just kept the troll motor in the water that first day all day and just grinded it out in this one creek that we had found in practice and fished a little bit in last year through some of the same stuff, and ended up catching almost 20 pounds. So that was definitely a shocker, and it was a great experience. It was a lot of fun.
Talk about that a little bit. Of course, Kentucky Lake, Tennessee River. Talk about what you guys were doing, because a lot of people would think, you know, of course, the fish that would be out on the ledges may be scattered, you know, by this time of the year. And obviously, if you're in a creek, you were back fishing shallow. So tell us what kind of technique you were using and how you were targeting them.
Yes, sir. We looked at some ledges in practice, like you said, because most people thought, oh, this is going to be a ledge tournament. And, I mean, there's no doubt there's probably some fish on the ledges. It's the Tennessee River in the middle of summer, and that's what it's known for, especially Kentucky Lake. But as you know, those Asian carp have played a huge role in the downfall of that lake recently, past few years. And so we grabbed a few offshore places, didn't really find any fish. We knew it was probably going to be one shallow again, because all those bigger bass are pushing shallow, because there's not as much bait fish and stuff out on the main rivers there used to be with all those Asian carp out there eating everything and stuff. So that's a sad thing. But we knew, like, we had some really good offshore stuff that we saw a few fish in practice, but nothing major. So we were going to dedicate this tournament to going shallow again like we did last year. We knew we'd won it last year. We had the confidence doing that because we're from the Coosa River in Alabama, and you fish shallow probably 85% of the season. Mm-hmm. And that's just what we do down here. That's our confidence, fishing grass, swimming jigs, stuff like that, fishing up shallow. And we wanted to stick to what our confidence was, and that played a major key last week when we won it, because we just went in every day saying we're going to go in and get 5 or 6 bites, and it's going to be the right ones. And that's what we did last year too, so we're hoping to do that again. And every day it was a grind. We probably got 6 bites a day at the most, 6 or 7. So we weren't catching a bunch of fish like you would think on Kentucky Lake for a big national championship, but we were just getting the right bites. And we knew if we fished shallow, the right fish are up there, and it played out and it worked out like that. So it was definitely a great experience.
Grayson Morris and Tucker Smith getting the win, going back to back for Briarwood Christian School out of Birmingham. Grayson will be going to Montevallo on a fishing scholarship this upcoming year. We'll talk about that in a moment. Tucker is a rising senior at Briarwood, so he's going for 3 in a row next year. We'll see if they can get that done. You guys come back with day 2, 17-11. Now you got a 4-pound lead. Like you say, the top 12, they cut the 300 boat tournament down to the top 12 for the final day. It was a grind on the final day, though. I mean, you guys come in with 12-11.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel at any point in time that this is slipping away?
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely go over day 3, because that was probably the most stressful day of fishing I've ever had in my life. And I think same for Tucker. So we have a break from 10 to 10:15 for us to drink water and get a snack, just so we stay hydrated out there when it's so hot. And at that break time, we had 3 fish. So we've been fishing from 6 to 10. We had 3 fish. And we were like, oh, that's off to a pretty good start. That's more fish than we'd had the past 2 days by that time. So we're like, we just got to catch 2 more and we'll be good. Because we had that 4.5-pound lead. And we were like, oh, it's no big deal. We just need to catch 5 and it should work out. So we went after that break at 10:15 after we started fishing again. We fished for about 45 minutes, caught 1 more. We were feeling pretty good. It was like a 3.5-pounder. We're like, oh, we probably got about, I mean, we didn't have much weight at that time. It was definitely harder, but we had 4 fish with that 4.5-pound lead, so we were feeling pretty comfortable. And then after that, we went without a bite for 4 hours straight.
Wow.
We had about an hour left to weigh in, and we hadn't got a 5th keeper fish, and we were kind of freaking out, and our spirits were low, but our boat captain, JT, just kept telling us to keep fishing and never stop, and it'll all work out, and just keep throwing and keep reeling. And so we did that. We listened to him, and we went to this other little stretch of boat docks that we'd fished in practice and caught some keepers off of, because we just need 1 keeper. We're like, we need a 15-incher. So we went to some boat docks, tried to catch a keeper, didn't do that, and we had probably 15 minutes or so till we had to run back to check in. And we went to this other little current spot that we had with a few bits of chunk rock on it that normally when there's some current over it, there's a fish or two on it. We're like, we're going to go try that. So we drove the boat over there. It was like a 5-minute boat ride and a 3-minute idle, because we had to idle through like a marina, if that makes sense, like a little no-wake zone. And we put the troll motor down, and our boat captain said, you got 7 minutes to make it happen. And we said, okay. And I took one cast out there with a jig. And we pulled up, there's no current, nothing. I was like, oh, dang, we're not going to catch anything. There's no fish sitting right here. There's not current and what we need for them to bite. But we had that 7 minutes left, so we were like, we're just going to try it. And so I took a jig out there and I casted it and I stroked it up once. I let it fall and then I stroked it up twice. And I was stroking it to try to get that reaction bite. And I stroked it. And on that second stroke on the fall, I felt one thump it and I set the hook. And it was a 3-pounder. It was the biggest one we weighed in all day. So that was a blessing from the Lord above. And then I told Tucker that we were screaming and hollering because we were excited, and that was our fifth fish. We had like 5 minutes left at that point, so we had to go. And I told Tucker to throw back in there, and he threw back in there with a big worm and caught one more that culled a fish a few ounces. It wasn't a big cull at all, but it still helped. So that was definitely a blessing from the Lord above. But it was just something we couldn't explain, and we were freaking out, and it was a great time.
That is so cool.
And we pulled the trail motor up, and we had 30 seconds when we slid back in to check in before we were late.
How deep was that? That's up in, obviously, in the real shallow where you caught those last two fish?
Yes, sir. It was like they were in like 4 feet, and they dropped off. It dropped off into like 9 or so when there was like that chunk rock on the little break.
Right.
But we got bit up on the shallow part of it. I don't know why. There was no current, nothing.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those things that it was meant to be, and it just happened like that. So it was weird, but it was a lot of fun, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Other guy driving the camera boat was screaming. It was funny.
By the way, you see the coverage of this, too, on ESPNU as well coming up. And now the deal is you win this thing then by 1 pound, 12 ounces, because the guys from Henry County High School, the local guys there, Mercedes Ellison and Gage Sherrod, they had 15-4 on the final day. So you won by 1 pound, 12 ounces. So that fish, with 7 minutes to go, that was the one. I mean, that was it. I mean, you don't win the tournament without that late fish.
Oh, yeah, no. We knew we had to catch one or we weren't going to win. And we were panicking and just tried to keep calm and kept casting. And it happened. And we knew as soon as that 3-pounder got in the boat, we knew we'd hopefully had it won. We knew it would be close, but we knew that we needed that fifth fish. And it was just something I'll never forget in my entire life. It was crazy.
High school national champions, Grayson Morris and Tucker Smith. Grayson with us here. Now, you go on to Montevello, University of Montevello, about 30 minutes or so outside of Birmingham on a fishing scholarship. But you've been in Alabama for about 5 years or so, right? You come out of the Nashville area originally. So, you know, we got to ask you, are you a Tennessee fan? Are you a Vandy fan? Are you an Alabama fan now that you're down here? You know, who do you squeeze for?
Actually, none of those. I'm an LSU fan at heart.
My
dad's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh,
I'm a Tiger fan. That doesn't go well around here, but I just got to ignore some people and just don't worry about it.
Hey, you're a Montevello fan now. Just, oh my,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It makes it easy for
the Falcons now.
Yeah. All right. So that makes a lot of sense. And a lot of people don't know that you can go to college and fish on a scholarship. You were offered a full scholarship, by Gary Mason at Bethel College up there for winning this tournament.
Yes, sir.
You guys split $4,500 worth of scholarship money from BASS for winning it. What's the long-term goal for you? If we were to say 5, 6, 8 years from now, do you want to do this for a living? Would you be fishing on the Elite Series? What's your plan?
I'm not sure what the plan is right now. There's definitely consideration of trying to make the Elites, maybe fishing the Opens. That's what I'm thinking. But I definitely want to go to Montevallo and get my major in probably marketing or business somewhere around that area,
exactly,
so that I can do something in the outdoor industry with that, working with maybe like a big fishing company, a big outdoor hunting company. That's something that I want to do, is be in that industry, that field of business. And I'm just going to fish through college, see if I enjoy the college circuit, which I'm super excited to start. And maybe make the Elites, maybe do the Opens when I get out of college. We'll have to see about money because they're all expensive and stuff. But definitely try to go somewhere with a fishing career and just see how that plays out.
Well, congratulations on the win. National championship back-to-back. Grayson Morris with us. He did it with Tucker Smith out of Briarwood Christian. And appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I appreciate you calling.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll come back with more right after this. Man, it's just amazing how tight these guys are and how well they are in terms of in the interview process and so on. We'll come back with more Bassmaster Radio next right here on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for a chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. One winner will receive round trip domestic airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money. Our winner will also take home a Phoenix 618 Pro XP with a merch Mercury 150, plus a Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging, a Rigid Industries deck lighting system, and backup kit, gear from Abu Garcia, Bob's Machine, and more, and a Field & Stream $500 gift card. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for more information.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water, and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play, or sail, or simply behold. This is where champions fish, and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder and golf it. Well, yeah, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And now, as promised, Thomas Allen, who, you know, I reach out to Thomas two, three, four times a year, and he joins us on the show and talks about things. He is the senior editor of Bassmaster Publications and the, well, I like to say grand poobah of fantasy fishing. I don't know if that's an official title or not, grand poobah, but we can call him the commissioner of Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. And he joins us now. Thomas, grand poobah, is that, you like that title or what?
I'll take what I can get. As a little senior editor, it's nice to have an important sounding title for something else. So Grand Poobah is fantastic. Yeah. Great to be here, Tom.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you joining us. And quite a season it's been. Now, it's been a little bit of a weird season, and I'm not talking about all the new faces, because that part about it has been absolutely fantastic. But the way, because of the Fort Gibson postponement, that created a break. There's usually one break, and it was kind of like two breaks. So it's been kind of a start and stop type of season, but we're ready to lock and load now with the, you know, what's going on right now at the St. Lawrence, and then boom, right over to Cayuga Lake, and then Fort Gibson, and then AOI. So it's almost like launching a whole other season right now with these final four events in the regular season.
You couldn't say it better. That's exactly right. In fact, it's kind of our season finale marathon. And this season, interestingly, was set up by angler request to have more back-to-back events, mainly because, you know, if you're in a certain part of the country, it's nice to have something close by that immediately follows. And, you know, you consider travel expenses and entry fees and winnings and all this and that. You know, it's nice to bunch them together. But as a guy like me and you who cover these events, it gets to be a little tiresome. So we had that break after Gunnersville in June. We had ICAST in there, which was fine. But then we had rest of July off. We were here in the early August, and you're right, we're in the middle of the St. Lawrence event. It's a small mile slugfest, and then they immediately turn around and go to Cayuga, and after that, there's a couple week reprieve, and we go to Oklahoma, and then there's like a 2-day turnover between Fort Gibson and Oklahoma to get up to Detroit to fish the Angler of the Year event. So we've got four majors remaining, four events to earn fantasy fishing points in, and it's going to be an awesome finale to a fantastic year, I have no doubt.
No, it has been a fantastic year, and you know, from a fantasy fishing standpoint, you know, being a grand poobah like you are of fantasy fishing, this is something. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think this year it's been even more exciting because of these names and because where do we place the Johnson boys and what do we do with some of these other guys? And I think that that's what has made it even more interesting.
I totally agree. And a lot of it is just there's a large portion of the field that is unknown. And as we've gotten to know them throughout the year, they've been appropriately positioned in the buckets that they've earned. And that's the obvious part. But I think the allure to this season is just the fact that we don't know who a lot of these guys are. And they're really coming into their own. And you look at the top 10, top 15, top 20 of the Angler of the Year points, and there's some real hammers in there. And that is a very healthy mix of returning elites, original Elite Series members, and, I mean, Bill Lowen, Matt Herron, Seth Fighter, all guys in the hunt. And then there's new guys like Brandon Cobb and Luke Palmer. Who is Luke Palmer? But he has had an impact already, and we're seeing a lot more of him at these events. And it's just interesting to see, as these guys establish their place in the Elite Series, how they do at each place. But as you mentioned, St. Lawrence is kicking right now, and a lot of these guys, we don't know how they've performed in a northern fishery, and so right. You're kind of taking that risk and going with Seth Finder's an obvious bet on a fantasy fishing roster right now. Did very well at Cayuga. He's done very well at the St. Lawrence River, but you got to take a risk sometimes, and if you're at that point in your season where you're in that 70 to 80 percentile and you want to move up, and it's going to be tough now if you're at that point in the rankings to have a shot at the boat. It can still be done, but you got to take some risk to do that, and that might mean betting on a Luke Palmer, maybe a Scott Canterbury, guys that you maybe don't know a lot about but have the momentum going into this tournament swing.
Well, what I know for me, this year I'm having my best year personally. I'm 84 percentile, 84.6 percentile, which I think is pretty decent. I'm approaching a top 15% in this deal. My only goal is really to beat Chris Mitchell, but I didn't realize it would be so easy. You know what I mean? I mean, I should have set a higher goal than beating, Mitchell. But so we're doing okay with that. And I had, I think, one really, really bad tournament. It was the St. John's. I actually started right out with a bad one at St. John's. And it's been good ever since then. But the strategy that I'm using is kind of what I like to use in doing my brackets with March Madness. Instead of picking a bunch of, 12s to beat fives, if you will, you kind of find one. You stick with the chalk to the most part and then take that one guy. And I think that from a fantasy standpoint, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you can't just go into every bucket and take the wild 1.5% guy. You got to kind of stick close to the vest. And then in one of those buckets, you take a guy that nobody else has, and sometimes that'll separate you.
You know, if you can pick, with our decreased field size this year, I think if you can pick two guys that make the top 10 and two or three that make a top 35 cut, then you're going to be in the hunt. That's a great roster. Obviously, the more that you can make a top 10, the better. But, you talk strategy, you talk momentum, you talk who's got it coming. You know, that's something I like to talk about, is who is due to win. Not that necessarily, is a factor in how these guys do, but it's something to consider, because you know how it goes, Tom. You're a tournament fisherman. Some days it's just your day, and I do believe that plays a role to some extent. But right now, I would tell you to go with momentum. I would tell you to go with guys that are gonna make checks, and they have a shot at doing well. But the hiccup here is we don't know how a lot of these guys are going to do on smallmouth waters. In fact, a couple names. I mentioned one, Luke Palmer, Brad Watley. They're two rookie anglers in the Elite Series that we know very little about. They've had a decent season, and they're staying tough, but do you risk picking them over a Seth Fighter, a Chris Saldane? Matt Herron is a tremendous smallmouth fisherman. Bernie Schultz is a great smallmouth fisherman. Do you make those selections hoping that they're going to do well when you don't know much about their history here? So the exciting part is we're going to see how that unfolds, and it's just going to play to next year. We're going to know how to make those decisions next year based on how they did this year. So there's just a lot of unknowns here. But my number one thing this year, this time of year, is momentum.
Yeah, momentum is big, but has it been stunted a little bit because there's been, you know, this break in the deal? And then the other part of this, and I think that this is very, very important for our listeners who have their team, however they're doing in this particular event, and then the next one that comes up so quickly at Cayuga Lake. And the reason I say, what I want to say about that is that this Cayuga Lake deal is not the St. Lawrence River, and it's not, you know, what we're going to see at the AOI at St. Clair as well. Cayuga Lake is it's a weedy, shallow, largemouth lake as much as it is any kind of a smallmouth lake. There's a lot of guys that'll be flipping in the grass and 8 to 10 feet of water and a lot of largemouth caught out of that north end and so on. So it's not necessarily a drop shot lake. You know, it's not like what we're seeing at the St. Lawrence. And I grew up fishing Cayuga Lake, and when I moved down south, I live in the Gunnersville region, and the reason Gunnersville is my favorite lake down here is that it's a lot like Cayuga Lake. Cayuga Lake's like a mini Gunnersville, if you will. So you got to be careful. Yeah. Don't think of Cayuga. Don't necessarily have the same exact team that you have for the St. Lawrence.
That's right, but don't overlook the northern anglers that have built their career on fishing northern waters. You're absolutely right. Cayuga will be one with largemouth, and it could be one with anywhere, you know, 17 to 19 pounds a day could take could win it at Cayuga. Now, that's probably pushing it, but, you know, we'll definitely see. There's enough water there, but last time we were there, Van Dam won, Jordan Lee got second place, and they were both fishing very differently in the same area, which I think you'd agree really adds an interesting dynamic to the fishery. Is you can almost find the way that you want to catch them and go catch them. We had Kevin Van Dam working a jerkbait a few hundred yards away. Jordan Lee was working a drop shot. Then over to the right was Brett Height working a chatterbait. Like, it was the same water, the same fish, the same general structure, and they're all catching them in different ways and in the hunt for the title. So it is a diverse lake, but you're going to see a lot of guys be able to fish their strengths, which plays to a lot of anglers.
And that's why, you know, as the season wore on, you know, people were surprised how well the Johnstons did in Florida and then later on in other southern fisheries. And, you know, I had to spend some time explaining to people that, you know, these guys, these lakes that they fish are not, they're clear, but a lot of times it's shallow, weedy type water. It's not like every lake up north is, you know, you're fishing 40 feet deep, you know, just off. It's a different kind of thing, and that's why I think those guys have had such success all around the country.
Well, you got to watch the Johnson boys, okay, and Jeff Gustafson as well.
Yeah,
Seth Fighter's another one I pay close attention to because both of these fisheries play to their strengths. But the interesting thing is, Jeff Gustafson, Corey, and Chris Johnson have not been faced with the level of expectation and pressure that they are coming into this event. And I think that they'll be as prepared and as dangerous as anybody in the field. But how they handle that pressure and the expectation of Bassmaster fans and fantasy fishing players for them to do well is certainly going to play into things. So, you know, this is a whole new ball game. This is the top level of the sport, and this is going to come with a tremendous amount of pressure that if you've never experienced it, it's hard to explain how it affects you, but everybody would agree it certainly affects you.
Yeah, and Thomas Allen with us, senior editor of Bassmaster, talking about the way the season has been going and also for fantasy fishing as well. And so many dramatic moments. I mean, that extra footage on live that ended up on .com on Chris Zeldane's final 15 minutes, that was some of the most dramatic stuff I've ever seen in any fishing. You couldn't do a scripted show and have it look like that.
No, that's right, and that's what makes live so great is you get those final moments. And the thing is live turned off before that really took place, so there was more of that you got to see after the fact. But to be able to watch Chris Zeldane find the winning fish in the last few minutes, or find the winning pattern in the last few minutes, he needed one bite, Tom, one bite from a 6-pounder, and we'd have had a different winner at that event. So it goes to show you never know what to expect, but you can kind of expect certain anglers that have certain skill sets to do well on certain bodies of water, and you need to apply that to. I mean, it's obvious we should come up with a pretty strong list for St. Lawrence, Cayuga, and St. Clair, but the real kicker here is going to be Fort Gibson, because that, to me, is going to be where the AOI is won or lost.
Yeah, that's the wild card in all of this. Going to Fort Gibson at that time of year is going to be something that is really, really interesting. We've seen a lot of versatility out of these anglers this year. Now, we've also saw, I did my show from the College National Championship at Chickamauga a couple of weeks ago, and then we had the High School National Championship at Cayuga. And earlier on this show, we had Grayson on, one of the kids from Briarwood that won that national championship back-to-back years that they've won it. And it's amazing the poise and the composure that these guys show in front of a microphone. I mean, you know, they're already so ready to go. They've been trained up on what they see on live and what they see on the Bassmaster TV show and whatnot, and they know the right things to say. I was stunned at the way that kid handled the interview.
I think you're absolutely right. They've been really programmed and raised in the community and the industry of fishing to know what is expected of them. And, you know, there are anglers in the Elite Series that are very capable of catching fish on every body of water across the country, and probably pretty competitively. But you put a microphone in their face, and that's really where things start to fall apart. And that's just it's the way that it goes for some people. But you're right. A lot of these young kids, they follow the events very closely, and they're learning as they go. They're not just watching it to be entertained. They're scrutinizing it. They're trying to learn. They're building their own level of confidence, and to have a microphone in your face or whatever the case may be, and be able to communicate fluently so that average John Q. public can understand what you're trying to say, and you're doing it without stuttering. I mean,
yeah,
good job. And I think that's a testament to the high school and college ranks that Bassmaster's pioneered.
Yeah.
It is building tomorrow's pros, and you know, we're going to see a lot of these kids fishing at the elite level down the road. That's a guarantee.
Those kids caught a 3-pounder with 7 minutes to go in the tournament and won by a pound and a half. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? They win.
Yeah, right.
They needed that 3-pounder to win by a pound and a half. It was tremendous stuff, as always. Thomas Allen, also tremendous stuff. We appreciate you, as always, Grand Poobah of Fantasy Fishing, and we'll look forward to talking again.
It's always a pleasure, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Bassmaster is returning to Waddington as part of the Family Summer Festival. Come watch the elite pros weigh their catches from the St. Lawrence River, meet your favorite anglers, and explore the free Outdoors Expo. There'll be live music, including the Mercury Concert Series, fireworks, kids' activities, great food, cold drinks, and more. It'll be fun for the whole family, and it's free. Be there August 15th through the 18th at Whitaker Park for the Berkeley Bassmaster Elite presented by Black Velvet. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we add this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com. It's not too late to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing with two big events left. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card, which is another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up for Fantasy Fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com. And while you're at the site, why not click on the sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shryock. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and a $500 gift card from Field & Stream. Plus, a prize package including a Phoenix 618 Pro XP Bass Boat with a Mercury 150, Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging 3-in-1 electronics, a PowerPole $500 gift certificate, plus gear from Abu Garcia, Berkeley, Spiderwire, and more. Bass is also offering fishing fans a chance to win a new Toyota Tacoma pickup truck in its Ultimate Tacoma Sweepstakes contest. The grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road truck with genuine Toyota accessories and other accessory packages from other manufacturers, all with a total value of over $43,000. That contest runs through September 29th. You can find both of these sweepstakes at bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. Coming up next week, it's the Site One Bassmaster Elite at Cayuga Lake that'll go out of Union Springs August 22nd through the 25th. Then the College Classic Bracket is at Watts Bar Lake out of Spring City, Tennessee, August 27th through the 29th. Now, if you are interested in having a front row seat to an elite event, priority registration is now open for the Bassmaster Marshall program. Just visit bassmaster.com/elite for more information on that. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and then click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest that you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook page at facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.